And while this was going on, Sophie had been telling the Queen everything, absolutely everything, about her visit to Giant Country. The Queen listened, appalled. When Sophie had finished, the Queen looked up at the BFG, who was now eating a sponge cake.
Big friendly giant, last night those men-eating brutes came to England. Can you remember where they went the night before?
Yes, Magister. They was galloping off to Sweden for the Sweden sour taste.
Tips?
Yes, Your Majesty.
Fetch me the telephone.
The telephone, Your Majesty.
Have you had enough breakfast, BFG?
Yes, Magister. I is full up fit to bust a cate.
Oh, I am pleased to hear that.
The telephone, Your Majesty.
Thank you, Tibbs. Hello, is that the King of Sweden? Good morning. Is everything all right in Sweden?
Everything is terrible. There is panic in the capital. 2 nights ago, 26 of my loyal subjects disappeared.
Oh, heavens! Your 26 loyal subjects were all eaten by giants.
By giants?
Apparently they like the taste of Swedes.
This is hardly a joking matter when one's loyal subjects are being eaten like popcorn.
They've eaten mine as well.
Who's they, for heaven's sake?
Giants.
Look here, are you feeling all right?
It's been a rough morning. First I had a horrid nightmare, then the maid dropped my breakfast, and now I've got a giant on the piano.
You need a doctor. Quick.
I shall be all right. I must go now. Thank you for your help. That proves it. Your story is apparently quite true.
Thank you, Magister.
Tibbs!
Your Majesty!
Summon the head of the army and the head of the Air Force immediately.
The head of the army and the head of the Air Force stood at attention beside the Queen's breakfast table. Sophie was still in her seat, and the BFG was still high up on his crazy perch.
I knew there was something like this going on, Your Majesty. Yeah. We'll mow them down with machine guns.
We'll bomb the blighters.
I do not approve of murder.
But they're murderers themselves.
That is no reason why we should follow their example. We must bring them back alive.
How? They're all 50 feet high. They knock us down like ninepins.
Wait. Hold your horse, flies. I think I has the answer to the maiden's hair.
What the blazes?
Don't understand a word the chap's saying.
Let him speak.
Well, every afternoon, all these giants is in the land of Noddy.
What? Why doesn't he speak clearly?
He means the land of Nod. It's pretty obvious.
Exactly. They is lying on the ground, snoozling away in a very deep sleep.
What?
So, what you soldiers has to do is to creep up to the giants and tie their arms and legs with mighty ropes and wonking chains.
Wonking?
Brilliant!
Now, you is having belly poppers, isn't you?
Is he being rude?
He means helicopters.
Oh, whoopsie, big belly poppers.
But no helicopter is big enough to get a giant like that inside it.
You do not put him inside.
What?
You sling him underneath the belly of your belly popper.
Perfect. Get cracking, Air Marshal.
Yeah.
You'll need 9 helicopters, one for each giant. Can you tell us more or less where this giant country is?
He's not having the foggiest idea.
Yeah.
But I is always able to gallop there, so all you is having to do is this. Put your 9 big belly poppers up in the air and let them follow me as I is galloping along.
Well,
how long will the journey take?
We is leaving now. We will be arriving just as the giants is having their afternoon snuggle.
Yeah, that's all very well, Your Majesty, but what are we going to do with the blighters once we've got them back?
Don't you worry about that. We'll be ready for them. Hurry up now. Off you go.
If it pleases Your Majesty, I should like to ride with the BFG to keep him company.
Where will you sit?
In his ear.
Oh, that's right. Like this.
Oh, goodness me. You really are a rather wonderful giant.
Magister, I is wishing to ask a very special thing from you.
Yes?
Could I please bring back here in the belly poppers all my collection of dreams? They is taking me years and years to collect, and I is not wanting to lose them.
Why, of course. I wish you a safe journey.
9 pilots in 9 helicopters were soon following Sophie and the BFG to Giant Country. The head of the Air Force and the head of the Army sat in the leading helicopter. ¶¶
devil are we?
Well, I've got the answers here, but this place we're flying over now is in it.
What on earth do you mean?
We've blown clean off the last page!
You mean to say we've gone right out of the Atlas?
Good great! They can put us down there! Just look at that godforsaken desert! All the trees are dead and all the rocks are blue!
The giant has stopped!
Throttle back the engines! Over!
He's waving us down!
Half an landing! Over! Steady as she goes! Right, can't pilot, bring it up!
9 helicopters landed safely on the great yellow wasteland. Then, each of them lowered a ramp from its belly. 9 jeeps, one from each helicopter, were driven down the ramps. Each jeep contained 6 soldiers and a vast quantity of thick rope and heavy chains.